Holding on page Kuf Mem Aleph, Perek Ches, Ois Beis. Okay, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Ba'atzmiyut mohutan shel ha-nefesh v'aneshama chadur hu haratzon. In the very essence of the nefesh and the neshama of a person is the ratzon of a person. But he says it like it's permeates or is penetrated. It's penetrated in the ratzon. What it means is the ratzon is part and parcel of the nefesh and the neshama. It's contained within the very essence of the nefesh and the neshama. The ratzon of a person is contained within the very essence of the soul. V'hem ke'echad bal yiparedu, and they are like one, inseparable. The imetz leinu mitzuyav haratzon levilti metziut klal. And if to us the ratzon is pictured as not a real metzius, not having an existence, it's more like it's looked at more as something that's completely intangible and maybe just the concept, even in a certain sense. Be'emes hu metziut gmuah. But really, even though that might be the way we picture it and think of it, but truthfully, the Rotzein has a complete metzius, a complete reality and being. Ele shekach midato shekol davar gavoah. But this is the mida of any very high thing. Sheyesh lo shtei bechinos. When you're dealing with high things, like things, then they have two bechinos. One is hispashtus, vehistalkus is the second. Hispashtus vehistalkus. The Leshem has a sefer that's called Sefer HaKlolim. It's called the short. That's what it's known as. I think that's what's printed on the cover. But the full name of the Sefer is Klole Hispashtus Vehistalkus, which is a concept that's very much expanded upon in that specific Sefer, the Sefer HaKlolim, but it stems from the Arizal, where he describes, I'll give it in a nutshell, the idea. The way, just if you know a little bit of the background, where it's coming from, so it'll give you a little bit more insight. The Arizal describes how all. Let's just use Kli and Or as an example. Okay, light and the vessel that holds within it light. Okay, that's a concept of the spheres and whatever. Similar to the idea, if you want to say, it is down here what we refer to as the neshama and the guf. The neshama is the or, is the light, and the guf is the kli to contain that light. But says the Arizal that the kli comes originally from or, right? If we translate into the mashal of the neshama guf, the guf comes from the neshama. And the way that works, he describes a process where, or is an inseparable oneness of or, and then it kiviyochel goes down. What does that mean exactly? We don't really know, but right, it's kiviyochel goes down into what's later on going to be the lower worlds. And by going down, which is kiviyochel leaving or becoming more distant from its source, which is the Ein Sof, a part of the Or, which is the more coarse, it's like Or Hagas and Or Zach, and when it's up above, it's inseparable. You can only it doesn't look like there's different parts of the Or, but when it goes down, there's a gilui. There becomes revealed that there's really like a more thick, so to say, a more coarse part of the light, and that coarse part, by going down, becomes more congealed, so to say, meaning it becomes thickened, okay, and then that going down of the Or is called hispashtus, okay, that it spreads out, that it spreads down. But then what happens is there's a histalkus. The Or goes back up to the Ein Sof. But when the Or goes back to the Ein Sof, that Or HaGas, which has become thickened, is too thick to be subsumed back into its source, into the Ein Sof. And therefore, it separates, it detaches, kiveyochel, from the Razach. It stays down, develops into a Kli. It like congeals fully. It becomes like a mamish, a Kli. And then the Or comes down a second time. That's called the Hispashtus Sheni. And fills that Kli. And then it goes out a second time, a Stalkus Sheni, which like really solidifies the Kli into its full, so to say, full Kli, whatever. But that's the process. Basically, that's the process which allows physicality to come into play. So that all physicality is really rooted in spirituality. All Kli is rooted in the Or. And that's the process. This is the process of Hispashtus Histalkus. Now, when you go to the very, very high layers of Ruchnia, so to say, the high levels, when you deal with, for example, Malachim, okay, he's going to bring this pasuk in a moment. We find the pasuk says, "Vachayos rotzoi vashoiv." The chayos are running back and forth. So al pi kabbalah, that's really a description of this kind of interplay, so to say, of this kind of process where there's Or going down and going back, Or going down and back, and the idea of that is that it's you can't really grasp it. In other words, it's so high, there's something that's showing itself, but it's like kind of going away. Every time you like, you'll try to, you know, I'll bring you a little bit of a mashal. I don't know if you're familiar with in quantum physics. So there's they say that once there, okay, the way they describe it is that there's a statistical probability wave of where the particles are, okay? And then, in other words, if you want to know where the particle is going, a certain particle is going to be in a moment, whatever, so there's a statistical probability wave that'll probably end up in such and such place. Now, what happens is there's two factors to measure when you're trying to discern and build your map and figure things out, and that is the speed of the particle and the place, and the more exact, and basically the more exact you get one, the other one you lose more. It's like you can't get the hold on both. But the point is that as far as our mashal goes for what we're doing, what happens is that when you observe it, when you observe the particle in a specific spot, that's what's called the collapse of the wave. It's like, that's, you know, but at that moment, or like the second you get that, you know, like you lose it. It's like, it's already going to be, you lose all the fat. Like if you've, let's say, found a certain spot, but now you're going to lose, I think, the speed of it, if I remember correctly. Like you automatically, you can't observe the whole thing at any time. It's like a certain, I'm just thinking like a little bechina of a chayas rotzei v'shoiv, that's something that's very, very dachistic, that's very, very, you can't, it's immeasurable. So you can have a gili of it, but it, like, you lose it at the same time, because you're losing, you can't get a full perspective on it, you can't get a full measurement of it. So in Ruchnius, it's the same thing. Obviously, the higher the Ruchnius is, the more of its rotzei v'shoiv it is. It's, you see it and now you don't see it, you see it and now you don't see it, so you get glimpses of it. That's really what it's describing, it's glimpses. But the exact process is one of Hispashtus Histalkus, is the Or is coming down, kiveyochel, now it's observable, and then it's disappearing, and it's inobservable. So that's what he's now going to say, that there are two bechinas in any high thing. There's Hispashtus Histalkus, like the pasuk says about the malachim, that the malachim are, you know, running and then returning, like they're going out, and now they can be observed, and then they're returning, and you can't see them anymore. Ulamala histalkos l'shem hispashtos. Now, whenever you're dealing with things up above, meaning like God's realm, so to say, what Hashem is doing, so anytime there's a histalkos, it's really for the purpose of hispashtos, where the light, like I described before, the process that the light moves out in order to come back down a second time and have a place for it to go. In other words, we need that kli to come into reality. We need it to form in order that the or is going to have a vessel to express itself in. Or without kli doesn't do anything, right? Neshama without a guf doesn't do anything. So it needs a guf, it needs a kli. So when the or came down and then it left for the purpose of this kli forming, so that now the second time when the or comes down, you know, later it's going to have a place to go. So that ultimately the histalkos was for the purposes of the hispashtos. Okay, that's up above. Ulamata, and down below, for us human beings, right? Im shayafim la mitzvah. So if you yearn for a mitzvah, harezu hispashtos shel hanefesh v'neshama. The yearning for a mitzvah is a hispashtos of the nefesh and the neshama. It's like the spreading out of the nefesh and the neshama. V'im shayafim chas v'shom la'aveira. But if you yearn chas v'shom for an aveira, harezu hisdalkos. It has the opposite effect. It's the removal of the nefesh and the neshama. That's a major thing, right? Shekein kol mashu mebchinas mitzvah chiyuvi, because anything that's a mitzvah is positive. Umashe eino mebchinas mitzvah shlili, and what's not a mitzvah is negative. Bechiyuvi hu ispashtos, and something positive is the spreading out of something, and the negative is the reversal, is the removal of the right. So there's an expansion and removal. So the expansion, expanding, and right, is a positive thing, and removal of light is negative. So negative is removal. V'lehiyos sheguf b'lay neshama. It's interesting that he talks about over here the shayafim. He doesn't say like doing the mitzvah or not doing the mitzvah. I think he's probably coming off of the many zayas that the Nefesh HaChaim quotes in Shar Aleph, that when you do a mitzvah, right away there's an or makif, like a light of Hashem, or of Hashem that hovers above you and gives you a siyata d'shmaya to finish off the mitzvah. So you had to bring down that light when you even just the way he describes it. When you just like decide to do a mitzvah and you like get that hisurus to do a mitzvah and you want to do a mitzvah, so now that or makif comes in. When you actually do the mitzvah, then it completes it. It brings the or all the way into your body, right? You actually get the kli. But before you actually do it, like by the bracha, okay, this is the way it's described also in Kabbalah, by the bracha, you get that a certain or, you bring down a certain or makif, right? We make brachas before the mitzvah. And you bring that, that's your hisurus to the mitzvah. That's your she'ifa in the lashon, I think, of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe over here. So then already you're getting a hispashtus of or, you're bringing down or. That's already, you've brought down R. And the same thing he describes it, the same thing Nefesh HaChaim describes in Shara Aleph is, if chas v'shalom you decide to do an Avera, by your very starting to get yourself into that Avera, even before you've really finished it or done it, whatever it is, you're really bringing upon yourself already a Ruach of Tumah. Like it says, right? If that Ruach Shtus, the person really brought upon himself by deciding to turn himself away from Hashem, at this point in time, to be Isaac and Avera chas v'shalom, and that's the histalkos of Or. He's left his neshama behind. He's like detached from his neshama momentarily. We hope only momentarily, but each time it makes it worse. Avera geres Avera. He describes that also. There's a ruach of tuma, which then that person through Avera brings a ruach of tuma upon himself. And that then, of course, makes a person more likely to do a next Avera. That's what he describes. Mitzvah geres mitzvahs, because you're bringing more light, you're bringing more or of Hashem. So that makes you more prone to mitzvahs. And if you do chas v'shalom the opposite, then you're more prone to the opposite.
I think that Lutzen is I'm trying to understand what Rotzen is. And once when you talk about Rotzen Shifas, I understand it's a very strong place. That's wants to do a mitzvah, and I think it doesn't have to be a big Rotzen. But it could be a taiva, it's a meshicha. Isn't it two different things? Like a Rotzen to the mitzvah and a taiva for an avera. Like, I don't see it as a taiva as being something very deep in the nefesh of a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's a meshicha of the body. A Rotzen for Bruchas, I understand, is a very deep thing. Just to understand the two things.
You're trying to say, like, you're asking a question. Is there such a thing as being shayif for an avera? Is that your question in a different lashon?
I'm trying to understand a bit what it means a rotzen to do an avera. Rotzen wasn't meant to be a rotzen to avera. Is anything a person? I'm saying not always when a person does an avera. Is it like a deep rotzen?
That could be true. I would say that definitely if somebody fell into an avera more on a moment like a sudden in a sudden way, then I would agree with you that maybe there's also an aspect of it, but I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be stemming from the ruts in that way. But clearly, you know, if you take Mishle as an example, right, and Shlomo Melech is describing people that are going to live with bandits and robbers and whatever, like this is their lifestyle. They're being shayef, they're like murderers, they're plotting, there are people out there that are unfortunately shysters and have very detailed plans of doing terrible things. Mm-hmm. That for sure would be a she'ifa for an aveira. Mm.
Is there somewhere not in between? It's not a rotzen to an aveira. It's just a taiva. Or it's the same thing.
It's a good question. I don't know what he would say. You know, I don't know what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe would say. I think that. I think that at the, it's an interesting thing. Like, I personally would say that the deep down rotzen of any yid is kedusha and is only to mitzvah, and it's kind of like the concept that we find in the Gemara, right? In the Rambam, Koifin, you bash him up until he says, "I want." Which they explain in this forum is that's the ani of the yid is reitzah to do the mitzvah. He wants to do the right thing. You just have to sometimes give him some convincing. So, you know, you get to convince him with words, you can convince him with a bat. But
you can convince Goyim to do mitzvahs then also.
But then they won't say reitzah. They won't say reitzah any, I want.
That's a good point, okay.
I'll just do it. Now, so I don't know, it's an interesting point you're raising. I would also put that as like a shtickle tzarech in this lashon of the imshayef im chas from laveir. But again, there is such a thing as shayef im laveir, but to be mishayech that to that lofty concept of ratzayin is a tzarech in what, if that's what he's doing, bichlal, and if that's how that works. Because I mean, we'll see in the Hemshech over here. All right, let's continue. Let's see why I'm like Masupik had a. He himself kind of is reaching to this same thing that we're speaking about. So I'm not 100% sure how he then puts this in the Avera side. All right, let's see. Viliyos sheguf b'lei neshama einechai, being that the body without a soul doesn't live, ain't a klum, it's nothing. Al kein ha'ani ha'amiti shelo adam. Therefore, the true I of a person, the true self of a person, the true ani of a person, is the bechin of bechira, which is his ratzin, which is his will. She is soida giloi v'ispashtus ha-nefesh v'anishama, whose yisoid is the revelation and the expansion of the nefesh and the neshama. U'beloi bechira. You know something? I'm actually... Okay, let's see. Ublei bechira rotzin v'gilui nefesh v'neshama ein bechinas ani klal. And without the bechira, the rotzin and the gilui nefesh v'neshama, there is no bechina of I. There is no ani over here. Let me just pause here for a moment. I'm just thinking, you know, there's a Akedas Yitzchak, for example, just about your question. He brings down the pasuk, right? Re'eh anoichin esen lefneichem, I'm giving you over, right? Es ha-toyu v'sarav, es ha-chaim v'samos, v'charta b'chaim, you should choose b'chaim. So the Akedas Yitzhak over there says that true b'chira is only b'chaim. When you choose to do good, when you choose the path of life, that's a choice. But when you don't, it's not b'chira. That's really kind of what you're saying, the same concept. What you're saying is that if a person is choosing to do an avera, he didn't choose. He fell into it, like he messed up. He's not choosing. True b'chira is only to do good. Otherwise, it's like it's not him choosing. So I think using that Akedas Yitzhak, and it's another from this same idea. It could be, in a certain sense, I don't know, I don't want to put my words fully into Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. We'll test it out as we go along. Maybe it works in him, maybe it won't work with him. But I would say that I would term it like this. When he chooses to do, when he's shayv to do a mitzvah, then his ani is mispashet. His self is mispashet, his will is mispashet. And when he chooses not to, his will, he's removing his ratzon. He's removing his bechira.
And he's moving the ani.
Yeah, he's moving he's like taking it away. He's like, goodbye ani. And that maybe, let's see if that paradigm will work in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe himself. I'm not sure. We'll keep our eyes open. But I think that this is would be a true yesod. So now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, right? Because he says like this, b'loy bechira rotzim v'gilu nefesh, without bechira, without rotzim, without the gilu nefesh and neshama, there is no bechina of ani. Because again, the ani, the ikar ani of a person is the bechira, is the rotzim of a person. Rav Chaim Vital, at the beginning of Shari Kedusha, he like starts off with this idea. Okay, he discusses this connection between the Gufa Adam. He says, Mamash, right at the beginning of the Sefer, it says, Noidel Bali Mada. The Bali Mada no, ki gufa adam enenu adam atzmo. The body of a person is not the person himself. Mitzada guf. Ki zenikur besara adam. Because the body, that's just called the flesh of the person. Kmoshe kosev, oru basar talbisheni. Right? Dress me with skin and flesh. Uvat samas vigidim to say chicheni. Vaiksev al besar adam lo yisech vigoymer. Nimtza Adam apnimius. So you see that the Adam is the pnimius. Yeah. The body is just a clothing. Tislabish by nefesh asichlis, which the nefesh asichlis asher hiha Adam atzmoi, which is the person himself, right, dresses inside of bo'ode b'olam hazeh while he's in olam hazeh. V'acher p'tira, and after the p'tira, yuvshat ma'olav alavush hazeh. He undresses, right? He's undressed from that lavush. And he'll dress in a different, spiritual, very fine and refined clothing. He brings a pasuk for it. Fine, but it's the void. You know, you talk about my eyes, my ears, my body, my hands. My, well, like, what's the my? What's the me? The me is the pnimius, is the inside, and that's what he's saying over here is the rotzen, the hispashtus of the nefesh and neshama. So that's what he says now. Hillel oya oimer, im ein ani li mi li uchshani la'atzmi ma ani. Right, famous Mishnah novice. If I am not im ein ani, right? If literally, right? If my ani is not for me, if I am not for myself, but if we're hearing, we're talking about here, if my ani is not for myself, then who will be for me? And when my ani is for myself, then what am I? What is my ani? He explains Rabbi Yaakov Moshe lefi his derech over here. Shebeloi ha'ani ha'amiti. Without the true ani, shu'a b'chira, which is the b'chira, ha'rotza and gilui ha'nefesh v'ha'neshama. Mili, then who is for me? Uchvechen kshani latzmi, on the other hand, when the ani, when I am to myself, if I'm going to use my bechina of ani that's inside of me just for my own self, and I won't care about and I won't feel for the klal, ma ani, what am I? Ki ma erich yesh lemetzias kazu, meaning what is the value of such a metzias at the eges rak la'atzma? What's the value of such an existence if a person just worries about itself, himself? Eina makires aklal, doesn't recognize the klal, voice atzma nifred min akol, and he makes himself separate from everything. What's that kind of a ani worth? What's that kind of a life worth? That's what Hillel is saying. Veheim heim mamish oisim advarim sha'amram Hillel be'es she'samach besimchas ha'she'eva, the famous Gemara Sukkot, right? The same thing, that's the same exact message that Hillel was saying at the time that he was so happy by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and he would say, Im ani kan, hakoil kan. If I'm here, then everything's here. V'im ein ani kan, but if I'm not here, mi kan, then who is here? Sounds like the most gaivadika statement possible. Like, if I'm here, then it's good. Then everybody's here. If I'm not here, then there's no one here. And we know that Hillel was the biggest anav. So what did he mean? Hillel ban vasenuse amitis. Hillel in his true humility, hirgish ba'ani shelo, he felt in his ani, in his self, shekol mitziusay mehusay eina el ela michelek gavaya mashenitna loy nefesh neshama kazu ha'memale ma'asei tamed b'svias ratzin tar mezuchach. Hillel felt that his whole mitzias, his whole essence, is only what Hashem gave him, a nefesh and a shama, in such a way that fill him always with a satisfaction, a pure satisfaction, she'ein by reyach shel hafrada atzmus, that doesn't have even a small speck, you know, a smell of separating, of separation, of self-separation, meaning of separating himself from things. V'hu gili ani shelo. And that was the true revelation of Ani Shelo, meaning he was completely, completely for the klal. He had no self to himself. He was mevatel his self to the klal. And he felt that, okay, yeah, he is Hillel, but he felt that all he is just part of a klal. Ki kol afrada hi miut, because all separation is minimizing, is diminishing. Why do people kind of, a lot of times people feel threatened if they're going to be mavatal themselves, right? If they're going to act too humble, nobody's going to notice them, you know. So they'll sometimes overstep their boundaries because they're so nervous about being ignored or not being given their proper respect and their proper place. So then they'll end up being mamayit from other people. They'll take away from other people's kavod, and you know. So in order to be mavlet themselves, in order to express themselves, to emphasize themselves, they'll put down others. So Rabbi Yaakov Meir says, more than what you're taking away from others, more than you're minimizing others by expressing and emphasizing yourself, you really, the person is diminishing in himself. Not so if you're not mamayit at all, if you're not taking away from others at all, then you're actually increasing yourself. The more humble you are, the more you're giving to yourself. Why? Because then the whole klolius, the whole generality of the Jewish people, of the world at large, is lighting up inside of the person. And that's what it says, if I am here, that's what Hillel said, if I am here, then everyone is here. Right? If I am filled with Ratzon, if I am filled with Ratzon, and my Ani is completely illuminating inside of me, without any diminishing, without any smallness to it, right? Hare akol kan, then everything is here. Sheklo klolos meir bekirbi, because the whole generality is illuminating inside of me. Umipnei ze atzmein, because of this itself, ein li mimal leazich daiti. I have no reason to feel haughty. Ki hare akol mashu etzli, because anything that I have, anything that's by me, hu min akol, is from everything. It's not my personal milus. It's not my personal things here, right? It's just a part of the klal. He'll obviously knew he was the Gadol Ador. But who made him the Gadol Ador? It's the schus of Klal Yisrael. It's the schus that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring down to Klal Yisrael, this Torah. So he's that pipeline, but it has nothing to do with him. It's just stemming from Klal Yisrael. Vim ein ani kan, and if I'm not here, im ama et chas v'sholem, meaning, if I would chas v'sholem be memayit, b'dmus ha'amiti shel ani sheli, if I would chas v'sholem take away from the true dmus of my ani, of my harei kulo miut, then it's completely a miut. Umi kan, and then who's here? Hainuch shani latzmi mo'ani. If I'm going to be selfish, not just selfish, even a little bit. The more I take for myself, the less I'm here. The more I take for myself, right? I've said this many times, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mative with us. He wants to be mashpia on us. He wants to give us. Moshe Rabbeinu is able to be mekabel the whole Torah. Why is he? He's, look at him. Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in this, right in this far, his kailel, his neshama was kailel shishim riboy nishmas Yisrael. He had, his neshama was comprised of all the neshamas of Klal, so therefore he's able to receive the Torah. But at the same time, he was onav mikol adam. He was the most humble person in the world. Those two things go together. Because if you realize, if your whole godless neshama is coming from the whole Klal of Klal Yisrael, who's Moshe Rabbeinu? He's a no one. What do you mean he's no one? He's everyone. But he's everyone, and it's not... it's not for him. It's not like he has a bias on that. Like, oh, look at me. You know, we say Moshe Shapir Kamrat in the Gemara, right? But he didn't say that. Like, well, I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. And that's the Vartis, but by everyone. It's the more that we have Anava, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings down, he has Torah to bring down, he has Shefa to bring down, the less that we see ourselves as a selfish, right? As a self, as taking to ourselves, as, you know, oh, I did this, I did that. The less we view it as us, and the more we're mevatel ourselves to the tzibur and to Klal Yisrael and to the world, right? Then the more or comes into us, because the or, as I said in the past, is indivisible or. So the Klal is able to receive that indivisible or of Hashem. Then you shaykh to all the or coming down in the world. You shaykh to all the Torah. But if you're just that one individual ois, right, we said, "Bogar the Shishim Ribun Ois is there." If you're just a one individual ois, so no, what's there already? You're one ois. It's not much. You're like small chidushim. But if you would have access, you'd bring a tremendous Torah, and tremendous siyata d'shmaya. It could be in other areas also. If a person is working, right? This actually, that's why the same yisoid, but he adds another step. I want to show you in the Shari, the Hakdama to Shari Yosha, right? From Rav Shimon Shkop. He brings down also the Moirdik Hakdama. I don't know if you haven't learned it yet, then you should learn it. It's really a lot of his, but he goes one step further. Rav Shimon Shkop says, first of all, it's very interesting, his Hagdora of Kedusha. He's Magdir Kedusha. What's Kedushim to you? He says, so it says, if your aim is always to be makdish, to dedicate your koiches, your physical and spiritual koiches, l'tevas harabim, for the benefit of the masses, that's kedusha. To give of yourself to others, that's kedusha. Unbelievable. Think about it. When a person takes to himself, even taivas or whatever, he takes it, it's because he's self-centered right now. But if your focus is on others, you don't take extra for yourself. There's no, you don't have time for that. You're busy helping. You're busy looking out for others. You're not focused on your own self. So But he says, he brings down a chazal. The chazal say, Yochel kamayni. Right? You might think you could be like holy like me. Talmud loymer ki kodesh ani. No, don't think you could be holy like a... Hashem says, don't think you could be kodesh like me. Kedushasi lemaala mikdushaschem. My kedusha is higher than your kedusha. So, Rav Shimon asks, like, what's the hava mina, right? Like, what you think you're going to be higher than Hashem? So, he learns, he says like this, and this is his, after he goes, the first whole paragraph is describing how you have to give yourself to the Latevas Zulasenu for others, and that's the inyan of being Mekadesh oneself. So after that, he says, "Omnam im yoyma adam lachnias tiva lagiel midi yisirach liya benafshe shumach shava shifle tivatzmoi." But if you think that you're going to get to such a place where you're going to subdue your nature to get to such a extra mida that you're not going to have any thoughts and any yearning to do good for yourself, to be mated for yourself, the chol shifleis of you rak leitiv lachirim, and all your shifles are going to be only to give over to others, to benefit others. And then your kedusha would be like Hashem's kedusha. Because what's the rotzen of Hashem in the whole bria and leading the world? Rak lehetiv l'nevraim is only for the purposes of bringing goodness to the creations. He himself gets nothing from it. There's no him in the story. So you think you're going to get there? You think that if you got to that place where you're completely selfless, completely 100% for others, nothing of yourself, you think that you got to the shleimus, to tachlas ha-shleimus, therefore Chazal come and tell us, you shouldn't try to be similar to the Kedusha of Hashem in that way. Because the holiness of the Creator is higher than our Kedusha. Right? So, I'll skip a little. Right? What Hashem wants from us is not like that. Look at what he says. Rabbi Kiva, we have a din, Rabbi Kiva said, your life comes first. You see that there's a makom of the self that's necessary. It's a pivotal point in the Torah, is to care about your life before the others. Chayecha koidmi. V'gam ramzu l'flan al-farsh tzamikr v'after l'reecha kamoicha. Right? V'after l'reecha kamoicha. In order to, I'm adding, he doesn't say this over here, right? But v'after l'reecha kamoicha, in order to love your friend, you have to love yourself first. That's the nekudat hatchala. Right? Love your friend like you love yourself. But he says that the way he learns is that they're mafarish the pasuk b'derech shlili, in the negative sense. My da alach sani lechaver chaloy savid. What you hate, don't do to others. Av b'derech chiyuvi, right? But in the positive fashion, roy ladam lahaktem es tevis atzmai. Very chash what he's saying. They didn't say do for others. You know, they went v'haftu rech kamecha. They only gave it over. Don't do to others what you wouldn't want to do to yourself. Because on the positive side, he says, you should be mative to yourself. Your own personal good comes before others. It's very, very interesting what he said. But okay, then I'm going to skip the whole thing over here because it's just, we don't have time to go to the whole entire, gets into some Ma'ar Mekoymus and brings it. But then he says, Vehine. If at first look, the feelings of loving oneself and the feelings of loving others look like they are tzaras, right? That they are two things that conflict with each other. We have to try to delve into and think about, find that zgula that unites the two together. Kishneim deirish Hashem eitan. Hashem demands of us both. He demands of us to love ourselves, and he demands care about ourselves and be mative with ourselves, and he demands of us to love others and care about others and give to others. Usgulaze Hushi is Baravis Ames Itzla Adam. Listen to this. The school that will help you, will enable you, I should say, to put those two things together is she is Baravis Ames Itzla Adam Echusishla Nishlo, is when it becomes clear and true to the person the quality of his Ani, of his self. Who is the Ani? Who is myself? Because with that, that's the way the mile of every person, according to his madrega, will be measured. The coarse and low individual, so his whole self is limited just to his physicality and his body, his materialism. But higher than that, the higher level ani, the higher level person is somebody who is ani. It combines the fact that he has both a body and a soul. And higher than even that guy, the one who puts into his ani, his family. He sees his family as a part of him. Yeah, unfortunately, there are people that see themselves and their family as two separate, right? It's a madrega. We don't really, you know, maybe I think most people, but now by us, don't really, don't think of that family as a, we see us, the family as a part of ourselves. But how many people don't want to have kids in this world because they're going to interfere with their lives, right? How many kids, how many people are you know, unhappy with the fact that they have a family because they're interfering with their life? It's out there. I don't, maybe it's closer sometimes than it's unhealthy. So obviously it's usually not a very healthy situation. But nevertheless, that's a mila, to put in the family as part of yourself. But the person who goes al pi darkei atayra, ani shelo, his ani koilel es kol am Yisrael. Is Reb Shimon Shkab, Talmud of Chaim Mibrisk, right? Who was a big guy of Yisrael. He's known, he did tremendous chesed for all the bigger shoyim. So he put the ani, when you go al pi darkei atayra, the ani is koilel all of am Yisrael, the whole Jewish people. Because really each individual in the Jewish people is just like a limb from the body of the Jewish nation. And he says there's even bigger milus of the Ish HaSholem, the real full wholesome person. It's appropriate for him to be mashrish benafshay, right? To really put into himself, lahargish, to feel, shekola oilomois kulam hu ani shaloi. Not just this world, but all the worlds are all part of his self, are all part of his ani. Vahu ba'atzmo, and he himself rake ever katan b'toich habriya kulo. But he views himself as a small limb within the entire creation. Vahoz gam regish avas atzmoi oizer loyoi b'skol am Yisrael. It's called a bria kula. And then that feeling, that natural feeling of loving himself will help him to love all the Jewish people and the whole creation. It's going to stem forth dafka because you love yourself. And who's yourself? Oh, it's all me. I'm just a part of the whole thing. Myself expands, right? It's everyone is shaykh to me. So you, because you love yourself, you love everyone else. You love all the Jewish people. You love the whole creation even. Uladati merumis inyan zeh, says Rav Shimon. He says, I think that this inyan is merumis, is hinted to, b'mamor shel hilal ala shalom, in the mimer of Hillel. Shahaya oimer, he would say, im ani li, mi li, urshani latzmi mohani. Hainu shiroi lekal adam, it's appropriate for every personless amet to make effort, lidoik tomid bad atzmo, to worry always for himself, aval imze, but together with that, yis amets lahavin shani latzmi mani. Together with that, he's got to work at understanding that if I am to myself, then what am I? Shem yitzamtzem et ani shelo b'chug tzar kfi maris ayin. If he limits his ani to a narrow chug, right, a narrow spectrum, right? It could be himself or just his family, what, right? According to the Maris Ayin, what it looks like, right? On a very low level. As ani ze mahu, then what is that ani? What is that? Ani ze mahu, what is that ani already? Hevel hu, it's garnished, it's nothing. But ka'ayin nechshav, it's not worth anything, it's not considered anything, it's considered nothing. Avam tier gashem umeses, but if his feeling will be true, sheklolos abriya hu adam agadol, that the generality of the creation is the big person, so to say, is all part of one big Adam. Vulgamkin kever katam begufa gadol azen, he's also, that individual person is just like a small limb in this bigger body. Azram benisa gamerka, who then his erich also, his value also is tremendously high, tremendously. Shebimachoina gadolo gamasmer yote katan, because in a big machine, even the smallest screw imrak meshamish klum la mechayne, if it just does anything for the machine, it's very important. Shaklal boni bepratim vein bichal el mashe beprat, because the generality is built off of the is built out of the individuals and there's no klal, right? There's you don't have in the klal el mashe beprat. He goes on with that, and this is your side. So the only thing that I'm adding over here from Reb Shimon, he's really using the Tzmaimer of Hillel in the same way that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is describing over here, except that he's being Moisif, this Nakuda, that in order to successfully be Mavatal yourself in the right way, you also have to see yourself as a something. It's very, you know, you see in the Rambam says, I think you see this, you said in the Rambam says, we know that when it comes to the Midav Anovan, you have to have a Shminis Shevishminis of Gaiva. You need that little nekuda of self in order to do anything. But it's the same thing over here. In order for you, what it really is coming out to, in order for you to love others, to care about others, you have to have a love for yourself. But accept that yourself has to start to include everyone outside of you. Then you'll have. But if you didn't have that love of yourself, then what are you going to love others for about? Like, what's the connection? What's their... It's loving others is an expansion of yourself. It's that you become a part of everyone. That's the nekud over here. So, as Hashem, we should all be zeicha to that madrega of imani kan akol kan. Okay, good luck.
The nekud that you said about when you have that midah, when you